Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is a show about Akashic Records, about you finding out what your life purpose is. Tonight, we're going to be talking about feeding your soul and how you can better do that and what that means. If you'd like to call in, we have the call-in numbers are right there on your computer screen, but I will give them to you anyway, and I'm back in front of my computer. Last week, I was doing it from the car waiting for a bus to come home. I decided to experiment with Megabus, and as delightful as that might be, it's very hard to do an all-nighter on a bus. Note to self, don't do that again. So tonight, you can call me at 530-413-4511, and a series of other numbers. It would be 530-413-4515, 530-413-4520. Okay, so what are the Akashic Records? The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed are all vibrational, and they all are captured vibrationally and energetically in the Akashic Records. So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be taking your calls, and we've got a caller right now. Hello, caller. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
This is Marie, Ms. Fox. I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. Great. All right, Marie, how can we help you?
I'd like to know, will the Akashic, I know that you do classes in the part of San Diego. I'd like to know first, if that class will be beneficial for me, and what is it? What area of work that really is beneficial for me? When I look at job, I was laid off a couple of years ago. I have been looking like mad, and there are some things that really just do not appeal to me, and it just frustrates me. So I'd like to know what area that will bring out my soul purpose, please.
Okay. Are you in front of your computer, Marie?
Yes, I am.
Could you just email me your current legal name, and I'm going to go ahead and talk to you while you do that? Can you do that?
Okay.
Like your first and last legal name. It's going to work. You don't have to tell me on the air. Just email it to me at info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
And so the reason I say that is because in this work that I do, in order to access your Akashic Records, we need the person's current legal name, and I'm going to be accessing through my records your information. So if we were doing an actual consultation one-on-one, it would be a deeper information. And you had mentioned, am I going to be doing the class in San Diego at the end of the month? Yes, I am. It's October 30th and 31st, and it's going to be in the San Diego area. And the importance of that class is it has to do with how you are called from your heart. The reason that's important, Marie, is that the energetic pull of the Akashic Records is the heart energy connected to the mind that goes to source. So you're dealing with the heart chakra and the crown chakra. And what's important is that during that workshop, you're able to access, you're taught not only how to access your own personal Akashic Records, but how to use them in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what's important about that is that you can create a life plan. You can create a business plan. You can create an open to creativity. And you can actually use your Akashic Records to see how different, let's say, positions that you're looking for feel. Now, what I'm receiving, have you sent your whole name yet?
I'm getting ready to do it right this moment.
Okay.
I didn't have all of your.
It's info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
So don't send it to the AOL because AOL is no good. AkashicWisdom.com is where you want to send that. But what I was about to say is that the area where I keep hearing research. Now, I don't know what that means. So I don't know if you're an analytical person. In other words, like many times there, what they talk about is that it may not ring true. So do you understand what research means when I say that? Does that mean something to you?
No. I've done research in the past, you know, about 10, 12 years ago, but nothing recent, no.
And did you like that?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, the reason they're talking about research, and so let me just clarify, are you is this research that she can do for herself or research in the job? Okay, all right, great. All right. Thank you. I've got your email. All right. Okay. So what is the... Now, first of all, they're talking about an energetic connection that you have not only with your hands, but with spirit and also with research. Do you have your computer on right now, by the way?
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's the speakers.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I'm hearing an echo, and I wasn't sure. So
no.
So the idea here is that there are jobs that you have, and I don't want to call them jobs because this is, you're not looking for a job. You're looking for a home, a career. You're looking for something that you can move into, and they're talking again about energetic research, and you just make a note of that because that seems to be very important for you.
Okay.
Now, there's also what they're also saying is it's going to be very important for you to make a personal inventory of the employment opportunities you've had in the past that brought you the most joy. Do you know which ones those are off the top of your head?
No, because I've only been maybe two or three places. I was at the last place for 20 years. And prior to that, you know, just regular jobs. So I don't think I've had a position where I really enjoyed being there.
So if you were to create the, if you were to have the perfect position, what does your heart tell you right now?
It would be in healing.
Energetic healing, right?
I've not heard that term specifically, but yes.
In other words, like when you're talking healing, are you talking about hands-on healing or what type of healing you're speaking of?
As in counseling, that kind of healing. I'm open to hands-on healing as well.
Right, but then you're talking about verbally.
Yes.
Right, and so the piece here is, and that's where they keep going back to research. How does this relate? Oh, I see. What they're saying is the research that you personally need to do has to do with finding your heart's desire and putting yourself in a position where you will research the location where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're also talking about that Los Angeles may not be the place you want to stay in. Does that make sense to you?
I'm from New Orleans, so.
Well, it's not necessarily, there was like, they're talking about Los Angeles proper. I mean, it's not necessarily leaving California.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's really about, there's something about where you're living is not vibrationally conducive for you.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Okay. And so the idea here is that it's really about looking to find a location where you can feel comfortable not only with yourself, but also in doing your own work.
Okay.
Now, have you studied healing at all or counseling at all?
Well, I have the master level of Reiki, but I've not used it in a while. But I have done that and some other healing modalities, intuitive healing. I took a class with a lady over at Learning Light. And so I've done some things. It hasn't been recent, it's a couple of years ago as well.
Well, taking this workshop, you know, in San Diego would be helpful for you by reigniting your passion, mm-hmm. and by helping you gain insight into yourself,
okay.
from a soul's perspective.
Okay.
And what they're also saying is that you're very drawn to this work.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That is very true.
Yeah, so if you're drawn to it, then there's really no question. If that's in your heart, then you don't need my permission or the master's teachers and loved ones' permission. You need to do what fills your heart.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you doing right now? There, one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is feeding your soul. There, what the master's teachers and loved ones would like to know from you. Is what, in your estimation, what are you doing to feed your soul now?
Well, I have been rereading some books that I've read in the past, and I do meditate every day religiously.
Uh-huh.
I don't miss a day.
Great.
So those are the things that I do, and you know, I remind myself throughout the day of, you know, to breathe. For some reason that has come up, most importantly for me, to get in touch with my breath. And so I've been watching, like when I walk, to breathe, and when I'm sitting, to breathe. And when I'm writing or putting my resume and packages together, to breathe. And so that's what I've been doing.
They're also suggesting that when you put your resume packages together that you Reiki them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and they're talking about their Reiki symbol for abundance. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're suggesting that you move into the Reiki energy and Reiki them. And again, it's without expectation. It's more about placing that energy around them for the highest good of whoever touches or comes in contact with it.
Okay.
As well as yourself.
Okay.
They're also suggesting that you go deep into gratitude on a regular basis.
What do you mean by that?
You don't appreciate yourself enough. And gratitude is wonderful for people when they say, thank you for my blessings, and thank you for the sky and the moon, and thank you for the little things. That's not being discounted here, but it's really about moving into your center and becoming grateful for who you are.
So how do you do that, though?
Well, first of all, you have to really move into a space of acceptance and forgiveness. And it's important what the first thing they're saying is, first of all, it's really about being grateful and for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also talking about you being grateful for the talents that you brought into this lifetime. And the way you do that is to list the talents, the things that you feel proud of. So the idea here is, prior to coming into this lifetime, there were specific talents that you chose to bring forward. And the more you start moving into gratitude for those different gifts and talents, the more your gifts and talents will be expanded.
Okay.
one of the wonderful things about working with the Akashic Records is the first level is all about you learning how to access your own records, and then the second level is about learning how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, quite frankly, the second level would also give you the ability to counsel people.
Okay.
You know, in other words, like you do Akashic Records consultations for them.
Good.
Yeah. Based on what's been said, what questions do you have?
I think, well, those were my main two questions, because I, as I said, I look over things, you know, I have this, I can look at stuff and it's like, no, I don't like that, I don't like this, I don't like that, it's boring, that's not for me, and that becomes pretty frustrating, because that spirit part of me can see it, and I know it's not for me, but at the same time, you know, I'm here on this level, and I have to work, and...
Right.
So I have that struggle happening. It's like, hey, you know, you got to simmer down, because I have to focus on where I'm going now, you know. So, but I believe that you have answered quite a bit. I will plan to take the course, and I will meditate on what my talents are, and to be grateful.
Okay.
Go deeper.
I'm going
into
to email you some information on the workshop.
Okay.
Okay, because you heard about the workshop here on the program, right?
No, I actually heard it through. I'm going to tell you her name, Laura Anderson.
Laura Anderson. Okay, good,
yes.
Great.
And she told me about you and gave me a flyer, and I've been thinking about it, and it's just. I almost just burst inwardly. I was like, "Oh yeah, we've got to do that." And I'm like, "No, wait a minute. You know, let's get some confirmation on that." And so, you know, it's very natural for me. I just feel it. You know.
Absolutely. Then there's no doubt. You know, I mean, I'm getting that. But when people say, "Should I do this?" It's really more about what does it feel like for you.
Yeah.
It's got to come from the heart, and it sounds like that's exactly what's happening. I'm hearing that's what's happening, and you can confirm it for yourself there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
God bless you. And
you've
I
got confirmation
that.
On this end.
yeah,
all right, Marie. Well, I look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. We've got another caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello. This is Carmel Donna. Do you remember me?
I do, Carmel, from Minnesota.
Yes.
I do. I just got your email.
I also sent you an email, by the way.
Say again?
I also sent you an email with my full name, because I have a question.
I know. I got your email. I was going to respond to it, but I got it right before the program went on, so that's when I will go back and go ahead.
Actually, I just sent another one, like a couple seconds ago. But my question is, how do I use the Akashic Records to tap into a master so that it can help me with my weaving creativity?
Okay, so you've taken the level one already. You haven't taken the level two yet, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what you want to do, Carmel, is you want to open your own personal Akashic Records. And mm-hmm. What I'm seeing is that... Do you have your computer on? In other words, like I'm getting feedback. Is that?
I do have my computer on, but I have the speakers off.
Oh, okay, that's good. All right, well then it's just a line. What I'm being shown is that I'm being shown two things. You're to open up your own personal Akashic Records, and I don't want to mention on the program how to do that, but I'm happy to talk to you privately if you don't remember. Have you been using Akashic Records?
I haven't been using it in a while, but I still have it.
Okay. So I can talk to you offline to remind you how to use the prayer, okay?
I remember that. I know how to.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah. What you want to do is you open you get aligned with your light, you open your Akashic Records, and one of the questions you want to ask is, how can I connect with the masters of weaving creativity? That's the question. How can I connect to the masters of weaving creativity? And then you can ask for them to come forward.
Okay.
And they're showing me that it's not just sitting at your wheels or your looms, but they're showing me you sketching first or writing down the pattern for the pieces you want to create. And then the more creative or the more specific you get with the actual piece that you want to create is what you ask. So you say, please assist me in creating, and here's what I'm hearing, a tapestry of love. And they will show you the colors and the pattern that will actually vibrate with the energy of love. And so for the another thing they're showing me is this, you could say, ask the same thing of, please assist me in creating I'm just saying tapestry because that's the word they're using, of healing. So whether it's, you know, a jacket or a blanket or some type of a cloth, whatever your name is for it, that's how specific you get with it.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
So I can also ask them as far as assisting in writing it out as well?
Yeah.
Not just the weaving part, but the actual part before the weaving.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying is that you ask before you get to the looms or your wheels. It's like so that you can actually write the patterns down, but don't edit. In other words, like whether or not you think that'll work or it won't work or that doesn't sound right, just write down what they're telling you.
Okay.
Or write down what you're feeling. And don't edit. Just allow it. Just be open and in alignment to allow it. Okay, because that's, you have a wonderful talent for healing yourself, and the work that you do, the artistry that you do, you could actually create functional pieces that would hold the energy of healing. Compassion.
That's what I've been wanting to do.
Exactly.
You just
and that's what they're telling me you should do. One of the things you've come for.
Wow. You just blew my mind right there. Wow.
And so the idea here is these are what I'm also hearing is that there's going to be certain designs that you can produce, and they're using the word mass produce, and then there's other designs that you're going to, that you have the ability to, it's a custom, commissioned, they're using the word commissioned, pieces.
Okay.
Not from a decorator point of view either.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, this is like right in line.
Okay. Yeah, see, you're really connected. So, even before you start working like that, it would be helpful for you to reconnect with the masters, teachers, and loved ones just from a place of love, just from a place of gratitude. You open your records, you just say, hey there, I just want to tell you how happy I am to be working with you again, and I really am so happy to be here again, and, you know, thank you for being there for me. And so it's really about, you know, what do I need to know today, and, you know, how can I best serve humanity through my work with the records and my work with weaving, you know, those kinds of things. Allow yourself the joy of working with the records as well as the creativity.
Cool. I will do that.
Yeah.
It's good to hear you, Donna.
Oh, it's good to hear from you. I miss Minnesota. I haven't been back for a while, and I've gotten a couple of people who have asked me to come back. So I'm actually going to talk to someone about coming back in spring.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
We have to hang out.
Oh, I'd love that. Absolutely love it. You know, I remember the snowstorm that where we all
yes.
got together. That was quite a class where we all ended up staying overnight because the snow was so bad outside.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Well, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much.
Okay.
When you got
You're
some
welcome.
Time, answer my email, my original email.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Well, that was great. I was so glad we heard from Carmel. Gosh, it goes back a ways. And we have another email question. And that email question was here. Actually, it was from September 26th. And this question was from Rami. And so the question is, I was wondering when this drought will end. I cannot seem to find work for myself, though I'm skilled, and I can't find work working for another person. I work at getting work constantly. Is there an end to this? And Rami, what's very important for you to know here, dear, is that this is an interesting. What they're showing me that you're. Okay, first of all, they want you to know that you're trying to work, they're saying a dead mine, like a gold mine that doesn't have any gold in it anymore. So it's like you're barking up the wrong tree. I guess that's the best way to explain this. What they're saying here is that it's going to be very important that you move out of desperation and into acceptance. And so very simply, too, is that what we were talking about with Marie also is that it's very important that at this time in your life, you really outline the talents that you honor within yourself. What happens when people can't find work and when they move into a place of fear or lack is that the desperation comes forward, and that's what comes forward. So, and then they wonder why they can't create another way. And so, Rami, what's important here is that you were released from your job for a reason, and part of that reason is because you're being given the time to really move into what you truly love, what you really truly want to do. And so it's very important that you look at that and really get clear about what will make your heart sing. For all those people out there that are saying, well, I don't know what to do with my life. You know, I've been laid off and I have no job. First of all, instead of looking at it as a negative, please look at it as a positive. You've now been handed an opportunity for a time period that you can truly choose to research what it is you truly want and love to do. Now, I understand that everybody's bills have to be paid, and I understand that it's important to bring dollars in. And this is not about you not bringing dollars in. What it is about is you really moving into, truly moving into the depth of who you are and what you want to do. At least do that an hour or two a day if you can afford it, as far as time is concerned. But if you're not working, hopefully you can afford that. It's so important that you begin to nurture yourself, because when you nurture yourself, you also nurture your soul. You feed your soul, because feeding your soul is about getting in touch with your joy, and feeding your soul is about getting in touch with that which truly delights you. And so I really want to encourage you to be able to move into that energy. And for those people who are really concerned about prosperity and would like to know more about prosperity, I want to tell you that if you're in the California area, I'm going to be holding a prosperity clearing for individuals on October 30th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then on November 1st, I'm going to be offering a prosperity marketing workshop for business. And so if that's of interest to you, please email me, and I would be happy to get you some information. I have a flyer on that. I can just shoot it right out to you. These are inexpensive workshops, and you do not have to have Akashic Record experience to attend them. However, if there are people who would like to take the Akashic Records workshop and take these, there's a special discount. So again, if that's of interest to you, email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And just put prosperity workshops in California. We're also going to be doing a prosperity workshop in Cleveland, and that's going to be on October 16th. And also in Cleveland, we're going to be doing a level one for anybody who's on the East Coast, and we're going to be doing that level one. I had my calendar here a minute ago I want to say the 23rd. 23rd and 24th of October. So that's coming up in Cleveland. Oh, also in Columbus, Ohio, we're going to be at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus at the Veterans Memorial on October 9th and 10th, and I will be speaking on the Akashic Records on October 9th. And so come visit our booth, and I will also be doing some short readings there. Okay, back to questions that we have here from email. And Rami, I hope that helps you. If not, please email me again or call me. Again, if you folks are out there and would like to call in, the telephone numbers here are 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520. Okay, Brent. Brent sent in some information, and I want everybody just to hold for a minute. And so, Brent, you have wanted to know if the Akashic Records could give you any words of wisdom. What's interesting about that, Brent, is I've got all these energy healers. This is very interesting because what I'm getting here from you, for Brent, is there's also energy coming out of your hands, almost like it's a combination of wisdom that you carry as well as the wisdom of where to place your hands. Now, I'm not sure what area of wisdom you want, so the more specific the question, the better the answer. But right now, what they would like you to know on a general basis, again, more specifically, the more specific you can be, the better the answer. But what's important for you to understand is it's time for you to truly step up and do what you love. And that they're also talking about a project that you're involved in or that's coming to you. Again, we don't necessarily do futures here, but they're talking about a large project. It has to either do with investments or you're working with the investments of some kind. And so it's very important that you take a look at this project from a spiritual point of view. So if you could give us a call, Brent, that would be great. Hopefully you are near a telephone. Again, 530-413-4511 if you're listening. It's interesting. Your question came in very interestingly at 11:11 p.m. Eastern time, which is my time. So I just want you to know that that's very interesting, that October 3rd, 2010 at 11:11 p.m. is when your question came. The other thing that's important here, Brent, is that and I don't know what this means, but what they're saying is that you have ancestral expectations, that there's expectations from your ancestors. Now, they're not showing me if it's ancestors from way back or ancestors in this lifetime. They're just saying is that you have expectations that have been handed down to you from your ancestors, and that it's time to really step up and decide if, in fact, those expectations are yours, if you agree with them, or if they have been put upon you as an obligation and they really don't have anything to do with what your life really, what you really want your life to be about. And so that's real important that you take a look at that. What is your ancestral obligations? That's what they're talking about. Consider that. Okay? Okay. So there's a question here from email wanting to know where I'm holding the Prosperity Clearing Workshop on the 30th this month. It's going to be in the San Diego area. I want to say North County or East County. Lori Rian is the one that is kind of putting that together, and she is the one that has all the information of locations for all the workshops. But I can certainly email you. JoJo just emailed me and wanted to know about that. And, so we're considering that. So I will get you that information to you. But it's going to be in the San Diego area. But it's not going to be near the ocean, I don't think. It's going to be inland. I think that's what they call it, inland. So consider that. Okay, let's see. Who else do we have questions from? Let's see here. Now, one of the interesting things about the way the energy is working right now is that there is a shifting of the energy from there's an expansion of consciousness happening that for some people is huge and other people is very subtle. And so I want you to be aware of there are some of you out there, what I'm receiving is that you're feeling very anxious. There are other people that are feeling spacey. There are other people out there that are feeling very tired. And so what's important is for the ones that are anxious, it's very going to be very important that you start doing some deep breathing and move into a place or an assessment of safety. The ones that are anxious, it's going to be important that you move into a place of safety and the fact a safety consciousness. So when you're feeling the most anxious, it's going to be so important for you to ask yourself, what is my greatest fear right now? And write that down and see what the logic is of that and start to breathe through it. And if you have some questions around that, email me or call me. For those people out there that are feeling spacey, that you're feeling very disconnected, you're feeling and all I can say is zombie-like. It's like you can't. It's almost like you're feeling totally unfocused. There are things happen. The energy is affecting you in a way that is almost taking you out of your body. And so, what's important is to start blessing your body, blessing your light, and get some rocks in your pocket. rocks in your pocket is something that I'm a big fan of. The master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Records have been very clear that one of the best ways to ground yourself is to actually carry a piece of the planet with you in the form of a rock. Now, remember that when you've carried a piece of the planet, and I'm not talking about a crystal now. I'm talking about a rock that you see on the ground that attracts you. Because that rock holds energy of the earth. It also using the word record keeper. Rocks carry the information of the earth, and it carries it. So it doesn't have to be just a crystal. In fact, if you're feeling spacey, what you don't want to do is start holding a crystal and make you go whoo. Anyway, so what you want to do is you want to be able to. You want to really move into grounding yourself to the best of your ability. Put your hands in the dirt, hug a tree, and just keep those rocks in your pocket. And so the question that I got an email, people want to know what the telephone numbers are. Again, the telephone number is 530-413-4511. Or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520. So more than one person can be on the line. So if you want to call in, this would be the time to do it. We only have about 10 more minutes left of the show. So this would be a good time to give a call. No waiting. Lines are open, as they say. Okay. So the energy that I was talking about is there. And so there's also people being infused with interdimensional. Notice I said interdimensional. Interdimensional knowings. And those interdimensional knowings are very important. It's very important that if you start getting hits on things, you start writing them down. Very, very important. Next week, we are going to be announcing a time for a global meditation. So be sure and tune in next week. I will be coming home from the Universal Light Expo on the 10th of October, and so I'll have wonderful stories to tell you there, but feel free to tune in then. So, okay, Mr. Brent, give us a call at 530-413-4511. Now, getting back. Again, don't wait for me to stop talking. You just got to give a call. That's for sure. The Prosperity Workshops, again, are in San Diego, and they're for not only individuals, but for holistic practitioners, entrepreneurs, business owners. And those folks can either come to one or both of these Prosperity Workshops, as well as there's going to be, as I mentioned to Marie, the Akashic Records Level 1 class on October 30th and 31st. Oh, I've got the date wrong. I apologize. Actually, the Prosperity Workshop is going to be on October 29th. Wow, I've got that wrong. So I apologize. It's going to be October 29th. Hello. On Friday, October 29th, it's going to be from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that's going to be for individuals, and the Prosperity Marketing for Business is November 1st from 1 to 5. So of I couldn't believe it. I had the wrong date. Sorry. Okay, so it's because the workshop for Level 1 is October 30th and 31st. Okay, we're cool. All right. Now, if you guys aren't going to call in, hello. Hi there. This is Donna. Who's calling?
This is Brent Budd.
Hey, Brent, how are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I was waiting for you. So what can we do for you tonight?
Oh, it was just based off my email there. I just wanted to see if what the record said about me at all. And I just had a transpersonal spiritual clearing, and they said I had a strong Pleiadian connection, and I just wanted maybe a little more on that.
Well, did you hear what I said to begin with earlier about you?
You know, my wife just came home, and she was telling me a situation at work, and I only caught the last part of that.
Oh, all right. Well, you'll have to listen to the archives. Let me just ask what's your specific question now about your Pleiadian connection?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So one of the things that's important for you to understand, Brent, is that the Pleiadians were one of the major star systems that seeded the Earth. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand that you were here during that time, that you were a very major player in the beginnings of the humanity on the planet?
No, I didn't
know that. Like you were. Yeah. What I'm hearing is that you had. There are times when the divine works with humans to actually prepare the space in a way that is conducive for other life forms. And what they're saying is that you've had many experiences in seeding, not only seeding this planet, but actually going and organizing other planets. Now, that might not be a conscious knowing, but you should be able to feel the truth of that in your body. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it's resonating with me. I felt like a tingling when you were talking about that.
Right. Okay. That's the truth piece that I was talking about. Now, may I ask where you live?
Right out of Seattle, in Bremerton, Washington.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I was just in Portland earlier on. Yeah, I was in Portland in July. The interesting thing about it is that you also have a calling to work with the records. Is this the first time you're listening to the show?
Yes.
Oh, you found the show online and then you decided to listen tonight?
Yeah, I listened to James Gilliland and Brooks Agnew, and I saw you on there, and something told me to listen tonight.
Well, that's good. If you have a way of getting to California at the end of October, it would be a good thing for you to come to the workshop. I don't say that lightly. I don't say it very often. But I want you to just, again, feel the truth of that in your body, because there's something about your current employment. What was saying earlier is your current employment, there's some kind of a big deal or a big project coming up that you're going to really need to move to to really accept it in a spiritual way rather than just the mundane or material way. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, I think it does.
Okay, good. And so what's important is that you're really being called to be able to balance your life from the material, mundane, and your spiritual right now.
Okay. Well, that's heavy. Thank you.
But can you feel the truth of that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So the idea here is that your career is actually what I'm hearing is in a holding pattern. Is your career in a holding pattern?
Well, it's real estate, so yeah, it is.
Oh, I guess it is. Okay, all right. But you want to know something? It's a blessing in disguise for you.
Oh, great.
Because whatever extra time you have now is going to be very important for you to go to work within yourself. And I'm hearing that it's really important for you to be journaling and writing down your inner thoughts.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
do you, when you work with clients from real estate, do you help them intuitively or just from hearing what they want?
Kind of both. I try to kind of feel what they're saying. Sometimes they, you know, I can just feel that they're saying more than they're really saying, you know. And
what I'm hearing is that it's really about hearing the words they're not saying and acting on those.
Okay.
And the Akashic Records actually can help you with that in a lot of different ways. So something to consider.
Okay.
The other piece is, it's also time to claim your own wisdom, Brent. You know, you have a very philosophical and analytical mind. Don't downplay your ability to connect with the divine, because it's very strong.
Okay.
And you're not crazy.
No, definitely. I know what you're saying. Definitely. No, I've been trying to.
What you're hearing is not. What'd you say?
I've been trying to reach that other side more and more, and getting away from the mind and going into the heart more. And it's been opening up these. Oh, everything is just opening up to me. It's interesting.
And in fact, that's what the Akashic Records is. It's all about heart connections, the mind information that goes to source.
That makes sense.
So, with your permission, I'd be happy to send you some information on the workshops that are coming up.
Yes, please. You have my email there, so please do.
I do. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope this has been helpful.
It has been. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for emailing your question. Okay?
Thank you. I look forward to seeing the information you send me. Thank
you. Okay, Brent. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. Okay, we have another caller. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Where are you calling
I
from?
I had a question. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, one of my favorite places. What's your name, please?
It's Ray Brigham.
Okay. Ray, how are you doing? You're okay. So you're calling from Minneapolis. What's your question?
I was wondering, how do I tap into my psychic powers?
How do you tap into your psychic powers?
Yes.
What do you want to do when you sign? Why do you want to tap into them?
Well, basically because I want to find out if I do have them, for one, and also I want to be able to figure out, you know, if my psychic powers have anything to do with what I can already do.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It may sound weird because, like, I can talk to people who aren't there, who others can't see.
No, that doesn't sound weird.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can communicate with the dead, basically. And
okay.
I just need to know if that is what I'm here to do, to be able to communicate, you know, with as far as clairvoyance or, you know, being clairaudio or clairvisual, because I can see and talk to them as well.
Well, I'll tell
you, where
in Minneapolis are you?
I'm in Fridley, actually.
Fridley. What is that, about 45 minutes away from Minneapolis proper?
No, it's probably about 7 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, are you close? Here's what I would like to recommend. There is a wonderful teacher in Minneapolis who is a friend of mine. Her name is Echo Bodine.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her.
Okay. And she has classes, she has a center, and she's a wonderful medium, and she's also a wonderful psychic, and she has psychic development classes, and she has ghost-busting classes.
Okay.
And what that means is, in other words, like, she has classes for mediumship.
Okay.
And so it's echobodine.com, and we'll give you information about where she's at. And in November, There's also a great expo in November. I don't think they call it the Edge Life Expo, but did you ever get the Edge? Did you ever look at the Edge?
Yeah, actually, my mom is head coordinator for the Edge Life Expo, so I will be there. Or she's
okay.
A volunteer coordinator.
Is that Carmel?
Yeah, that's my mom.
She just called in earlier.
Did she?
Yeah. Talk about a coincidence, huh? Yeah, okay, so here's the deal. So what you want to do is you want to talk to your mom, all right,
okay.
And she can give you information. And I know that I'll be there in spring teaching Akashic Records workshop, but Akashic Records is not necessarily psychic work. It's not about futures. It's not about connecting with those who have passed. It's really about soul information and helping you understand more about what your soul's purpose is. Okay.
Okay.
So there's a different energy level between psychic and what we do with the Akashic Records. One is not better than the other. They're just different. Like, you know, like one radio station's different than another. There's still frequency, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the idea here is that if you email me, I will be happy to put you on my email list, and I will go ahead and email you information about what I'm doing with the Akashic Records. But in the meantime, I strongly suggest that you call and talk to, or you get a hold of Echo Bodine, and you attend some of her classes.
Okay.
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 And when you do, please tell her I said hello.
I will do that.
Okay, so my email address, although your mom's got it, is info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
And my personal phone number is 216-691-1233. That's not on the show. That's like my office number that if anybody who wants to can call me when I'm off the air.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And I was just so glad to talk with you. That's great, Ray. That's such a wild coincidence because you didn't know she called in, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a clue.
Oh. How did you connect? How did you find
it? You know, honestly, me and my mom, we have a connection that's just out of this world. I mean, I can tell what she's doing and when she's doing things. And, like, if she gets sick, I get sick, you know, and I can, I don't know. It's just something that I have that I can just do, you know, and I just felt the need to just call.
But have you listened to the program before?
No, actually, I've never listened to it, but it for some reason, like this series of numbers just popped into my head, so I just started dialing them on the phone and
you're good.
I don't know. It's kind of scary. It's kind of weird sometimes, but
well, that's great. Well, I hope you email me, and I can email you more information on what I do. And, again, I can also give you Echo's website, but it's pretty easy, echobodine.com. So, okay? All right. Well, I hope this has been helpful.
Yes, it is. It's very helpful. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, take care. All right. You be well.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, what a great program. I just love you guys. I love you all when you call in and we can talk and we have wonderful conversations. That's what it's all about. Absolutely what it's all about. So I'm going to close the records for this show and hope for those people who are in the Columbus, Ohio area to please come up and visit me at my booth in Columbus. I'm going to be at 849. And 850, I think that's the right numbers, in Columbus, Ohio, and look forward to seeing you there. I'm going to be speaking at 10:30 in the morning, and I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful, miracle-filled week, and we're going to have a great time, and so I'm going to close the records now and say thanks for listening. And the other thing is remember to feed your soul. This week it's real important to feed your soul. to do that personal inventory about how wonderful you truly are, and going deep into gratitude for all that you have, all that you don't have, and all that will be coming to you. So I want to give you a lovely blessing, and so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now all closed. May you all join me in saying amen. Blessings to you. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.